If one studies Brihad Bhagavatamritam and the sojourn of Gopakumara, he will come to the understanding that there are many levels of realizing the absolute truth. Gopakumara visits different planes, but he's not satisfied until he meets Krishna in Braja. It shows that there's progress in consciousness. Satchitananda. These are three gradations or levels of understanding of the conscious world. We should always be grateful to the environment, but gradation and hierarchy is always there. In order to progress to a higher level, or to a higher consciousness, or a higher position or plane, there must always be elimination and acceptance. This principle is explained by Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman prityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is describing elimination and acceptance. He's saying eliminate all your karmic responsibilities, all your duties on the plane of varna and ashram dharma and varna dharma. Sarva dharman purityaja, tyag, renounce, leave, drop, eliminate, let go of. And then what? Mam ekam sharanam braja. Move to me, braja means that you'll find satisfaction when we move to Krishna. When we move to Braj and meet Krishna, then we'll find satisfaction like Gopakumara. He did so much Braj, so much moving from planet to planet, from realm to realm. But until he met Krishna in Vrindavan and embraced him and rolled on the ground in ecstasy, he did not find satisfaction or anand, bliss. So Gita, Krishna is teaching these fundamental principles that progress in consciousness depends on elimination and acceptance. Krishna is describing this word parityaja means that the duty that we find in karma, being a dutiful person, we must leave that duty to accept a higher duty. The Shastras and the saintly people, they will guide us in the ocean of faith. By their guidance, we can improve our fortune. Satchitananda. Sat means eternal existence. Chit means that consciousness must satisfy our reason. Then we shall satisfy our heart. This is anand. So the existence platform, then satisfying our reason, our understanding, our knowledge, eagerness to know and understand the right conception, the reality. And then there's the satisfaction of the heart, anand, the inner demand. The jewel of our heart is primary. Following the direction of our heart is the highest fulfillment, and not the fulfillment of consciousness, which is chit, or the fulfillment of eternal existence, which is sat. There is no meaning if there is no consciousness of eternality. And consciousness, in other words, eternal existence or sat has no meaning without consciousness. And consciousness has no meaning if it does not give any fulfillment. These three principles of our understanding must be realized. This will bring us to higher and higher planes. The tasting machinery is within our heart. Our heart's fulfillment. Karma, the plane of karma or action or duty, is the plane of sympathy, sympathetic attachment, interest in the environment, the body and senses, mundane pleasure. external thrill, external stimulation, temporary joy. This is the plane of sympathy or karma. Then apathy is gyan. Or one becomes apathetic or detached or uninterested in the environment. Then ultimately, there's inner fulfillment or satisfaction. And this is the final conclusion, which Gopakumar illustrated in this teachings of Brihad Bhagavatamritam. We must come to the platform of bliss, transcendental loving bliss, in the realization of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and the unfoldment of one's eternal individual loving relationship, which is independent of karma and jnana and independent of all lower considerations.